Well, hello, and thanks for tuning in for the for your weekly dose of higher consciousness. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host and unwitting trumpeter of truth. And I've created this foundational podcast and video so that as you're listening or watching my weekly dose of higher consciousness, you have some context. So, because some of the stuff I'm going to talk about to help you shift you into higher levels of consciousness and higher understanding and getting out of the lower levels will be better understood having kind of listened in on this. So today we're going to talk about the map of consciousness on the lower side. And the map of consciousness, again, was created through decades of scientific research by Dr. David R. Hawkins. And if you want to know about more about Dr. Hawkins, you'll go to, I have a podcast, The Foundational Basics Number One is all about Dr. Hawkins, because I'm helping, and he is passed, so I'm stepping up and enjoying sharing his teachings and my understandings of it and my own experience with higher and lower levels of consciousness, very high levels of consciousness, and the confrontation of super low ones as well. So I've scaled the map just for you. All right, so we're going to talk about lower levels of consciousness. And lower levels of consciousness, again, the map of consciousness goes from 0 to 1,000. 1,000 is the highest level of consciousness a human being can get to on the planet and still remain in the body. Because as you get up into these higher states, 7, 8, 900, 1,000, the body can't take it. It's like trying to run this energy through wires that just can't hold the energy. It's too much. So I personally had a nervous breakdown. It was too much for me. I had a nervous breakdown. So you can also get used to it, though, as well, because there's many of enlightened people throughout history that have reached high states of enlightenment. It's rare, though. So we're going to talk about the lower levels, which is on the map, 200 is the level of just stepping into power. And 200 is courage. And you're just stepping into courage at 200. And when you step into courage on anything, you've just raised your ability to change your life dramatically. And a lot of inspirational speakers on any topic are going to ask you to step into courage. And that's really the first step. It's to step into courage on something and let go of the fear of whatever is holding you back. So we're going to go down the map now. We're going to talk about going down and where the lower levels of consciousness are and the fact that they are downward pulling. So when you're in it, there's a magnetic draw to pull you down deeper if you're not paying attention. You got to pay attention to how you feel. And if you're getting worse, you got to do something about it. So I'm hoping the map is going to put into context where these different levels are and help you decide, okay, I'm feeling grief and loss right now. I've been feeling grief and loss for a long time, but now I'm going into fear. That's actually a good sign that you're going up in power. So maybe I will start at the bottom. Let's start at the bottom. So as opposed to going down from courage, I'm going to start at the very bottom, which is shame. Shame is 200 on the map of consciousness. You're barely alive, and all you feel is humiliation. And if you're, I mean, we all feel that to some extent in our life. So you're allowed that. You're human. It's part of life. But if you live in that level for any extended period of time, it's not a good thing at all. You need dramatic help to get out of there, because it's likely you're going to be suicidal or murderous, one or the other. It ain't good. So shame is at 20 on the map of consciousness, which is 10 to the 20th power, as opposed to courage, which is 10 to the 200th power. Giant leap to go from shame to courage. The next level of consciousness from the bottom is guilt. Guilt is no good. And to project guilt and shame on somebody else is not a good idea at all. You've got to recognize when you want to point and blame and shame and try to make someone feel guilty, you're projecting your own stuff that's running within you out, as opposed to saying, all right, why am I holding this guilt and shame within myself? And you gotta be willing to look at it. So guilt is 10 to the 30th power. It's 30 on the map of consciousness. Next up is apathy and hatred. It's 50 on the map of consciousness. All of these lower levels, if you're here for too long, you got to get help, period. You just have to. You can't get out of there on your own. I mean, you could. You can, because you have it within you. But in order to do that, you've got to get honest with yourself, and you got to step into courage that none of this is true. It's true that you're feeling it, but you have the power to get out of it as well. So if you were feeling guilty and now you're feeling hateful and apathetic, it's actually it's a sign that you're getting more power. More power is coming into your system so that you can get yourself out of the lower levels. But I would think that if you're operating this low, and you probably wouldn't ask for help. So someone's got to recognize it in you that you got to get help. Okay, grief and loss. This can come from the death of a child or loved one, parent, whatever. Some tremendous loss is 10 to the 75th power. So it's 75 on the map of consciousness. Next up is fear. So what I'm suggesting is you got to get familiar with the lower levels, because you're likely hanging out there on some topic, and try to identify where you're at. And if you're basically in pretty good shape and you're watching this video, you have the capacity and the energy within you to transcend some of these and move out of them. So what I like to do is when I'm feeling negatively oriented about something, excuse me while I have a sip, I try to pinpoint where I'm at. And I'm like, okay, how can I step into something above that? So if I'm in fear and loss, and I have been in tremendous fear and loss and despair, and fear, I mean, like beyond description. So if I can do it, you can do it, you guys. Anyone listening and viewing, if I can do it, you can. So when you're in fear, the next level up, fear is at 100 on the map of consciousness. So if you go from grief up to fear, right? So let's say someone in your life passed, and now you're afraid, you moved up into fear that you don't know how you're going to live life without them. That's actually a good thing, power-wise, energy-wise. You're like moving into another level of energy. So that's a good sign. But you don't want to stay there. You got to recognize, okay, I'm in fear, so what's next? Now, up next is desire. So in grief and loss, in apathy, you're like, you don't care about anything. You don't want for anything. You just are despondent, despairing, depressed, right? But if you find yourself moving up into desire, where you actually want something now, like you're craving something, it's still a lower level energy, but it's more power now that you're, I got a bug flying around my face. Sorry. I'm swatting a bug for those of you listening. So desire is 125 on the map of consciousness. It's still a lower level, but if you're coming up from a lower level below that, you've got to acknowledge it and recognize you're not going to necessarily jump from grief and fear to courage. Or you can. I have. I've experienced all of it. But I've also noticed sometimes I've got to go through the lower levels, like anger and resentment. I feel it. I've had rage come up in me, which was a real surprise. So I want you to just pay attention to the lower levels. Don't judge yourself for having them. It's a human thing. It's what it is. And none of us were taught like that it was a problem to suppress, repress, bury our emotions and express them. We weren't taught that. We bury them, right? You suppress them and you repress them and they stay there. So they're kind of beating the drum of the vibration of that. You're still holding it. You're just hiding it away. So you've got to kind of step into courage and accept that it's okay. You got to feel okay with being at lower levels, but just be aware where you are and realize you don't want to stay there, because that's all victimhood stuff. and you can just stay stuck in victimhood, which is, there's no fun there, victimhood. All right, so desire, craving, wantingness, like not having what you want, you're disappointed. It's a good sign if you're coming up from the lower levels. If you're hanging out there on some topic throughout your life, it's like a pattern, and I've recognized this in myself. There's some lower level patterns you got to take a look at and let go of them, recognize them. Like, all right, how can I move out of this? Like, what's my next step? So moving out of disappointment and desire, you come into anger. And anger is a good thing to let go of, to come into it, because you have more power. And it feels like you have more power. Beware, however, it's not positively oriented. It's still destructive. And anger calibrates 150 on the map of consciousness. So that's 10 to the 150th power. And anger has got, you know, hatred, resentment, bitterness, all this kind of good stuff going on. And the ego loves it, right? There's a lower part of you that just loves to hang on to all of that. But in order to get out of there, you got to let it go. And you can't express it all over somebody. That's not a good idea, expressing it. And we're gonna have other podcasts about letting go, how to let go of all this stuff, because we're not going to get into that right now. I just want to introduce you to the map so you have a foundational basic for your understanding of levels of consciousness and how you can play with it. How can you play with it in your life, use it to your advantage? I mean, Spirit put it here, and Dr. Hawkins brought it here to use to your advantage, so you understand where you're at and where you want to be. How are you going to align with where you want to be? You can't align with love when you got anger running. I can tell you that right now. You can be there for a little bit, but then you get swung right back into the anger. It's a swing. It's no fun, let me tell you. No fun swinging. No fun forcing love when you still got anger running. So you got to address the lower levels and get yourself out of there. So coming out of anger, you step into righteous pride. And I have to tell you, righteous pride, I was willing to accept because I got out of rage. I got out of anger and rage. I'm like, whoa, I'm into righteous pride right now. So I kind of allow myself to be righteous and prideful when it comes up, because I'm seeing the map and I'm seeing like, okay, I'm not stepping into courage yet on it. There's righteous pride running. I'm not going to judge myself. I want to run the energy out. It's like, kind of a metaphor is like a balloon. You got a balloon that's got way too much air in it. And this is your balloon of anger. How can I let out the energy of the anger without popping it? Because that might not help. And let's just step into, let's just go with the righteous pride. I'm feeling righteous pride now. I'm not going to judge myself for it. I'm just going to go with it. And I promise you, when you kind of stay with it, stay with the anger, stay with the righteous pride. Don't try to bury it again. Just allow it to be. And maybe you got to go somewhere and be alone with it, because you're going to judge yourself and you don't want others to judge you about it. So this is kind of, just want to recognize pride, righteousness, perfectionism. This is all level of pride is at 175. Okay, most of the world is operating, a lot of the world is operating here. The political politicians operate here. It's not an ideal level of consciousness, and it's not a judgment either. I'm working on compassion and understanding. It's like, you know what? I've been through all of this. Who am I to judge anyone who's going through it? We all have to learn we're all learning to transcend lower levels of consciousness, understand them, how to move into higher ones, how to align with higher ones. I'm here to kind of give you my experience and my willingness to not judge myself anymore and ask you not to judge yourself anymore, because we're human, for God's sakes. We're human on a relatively primitive planet. So there's a lot of things to navigate and understand. All right. So pride is at 175. When you let go of righteousness, pride, perfectionism, and you step into courage, you're going to feel the energy shift. And when I felt that shift, and I happened to go to pick up Dr. Hawkins' books, one of his books, and read Courage again, and it was like verbatim what I was feeling. The levels of consciousness are like verbatim what you're going to feel, which is interesting, seemingly. All right. So that is the lower levels of consciousness, understanding where they're at. You got to accept and recognize that you are running lower levels of consciousness likely on some issue. This could be some, like, couple of key issues in your life that keep you stuck because you're running these lower frequencies. All right. Next up is, a lot of people want to know, what the heck is consciousness? I'll talk about that briefly in the next podcast and video. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.